If I'm driving the car and my mind has jumped a gear, and I'm floating off with all different ideas, is there somebody actually tuning in the whole time with me about what I'm thinking about, what I call shallow thoughts, not concentrating and meditating? There are different levels of thought working. You can drive your car, can't you, without really thinking too much about it, yet you are driving accurately. That is one level. With the next level, perhaps, you observe the scenery. And then there are the other levels to do with people who are not around. You could also, on this level, pick up other people's thoughts around you, the other people that are connected with you on this level. And there are other levels where your guide will be trying to help you through your daily work and protect you from any accidents or whatever. If nothing untoward is about to happen, they will just send you loving thoughts. And there are other levels of thought which you may touch on while you're in the body, but at different times. Now, if you're meditating, you're beginning to open these channels more, so you may find yourself drifting off. Do be careful if you find yourself doing too much of that when you're driving. Try to shut yourself down a little more if you do find yourself tending to do that to the detriment of your driving. But it is good that you are extending into these other dimensions. It is part of your learning process. First, meditate and contact your inner God. That is the first and foremost, and from that you will be led in different directions to experience different lessons. They're rather like batteries, if you like. They take the forms of pyramids, pyramid shapes. They glow with light, they accumulate change, exuding fluid all the time in the form of perspiration. I'm afraid the fact that you asked the question shows that you've not experienced your higher self yet. Remembering the Inquisition was bringing back some sadness to my memory, and I hope that we've learned to forgive one another. Well, no matter how far you go, you'll still be living in your illusion for the time being of being in a physical body. Appertaining to it, that is a whole subject of its own. Then there are these different planes and levels, each one a complete book in itself. It is rather similar here in that we operate on different bands. It's a bit like throwing a stone into a pool. But this does not mean that you must be gullible in any way, you know. If you've learnt from your experience, you will not let people take advantage of you for their sakes in the future. Of course, there is a large gap between coming to know of the spiritual teaching and being able to do service with absolute joy. This is an unfortunate teaching that has gone on for many eons of time and kept many souls locked in fear. You get a wind blowing. It stirs up the atmosphere wherever it is and temporarily brings all the negative to the surface. Our minds are rather like this. They glow with light. They are your business. First, meditate and contact your inner God. We've developed both on the physical plane and in other dimensions to mould. It's a little bit more complicated than this, but you have the basis, yes. We try not to make them too strong and so damage the nervous system. Well, no matter how far you go, you'll still be living with your illusion. Well, just temporarily, I don't know about the need. But you have it whether you like it or not at present. I have the illusion that I'm sitting here in somebody else's body talking to you, and I shall have to ask my friend if I'm really doing it. Or are all your figments of, or all of you figments of my imagination? They live within the energies of any particular planet necessary for their spiritual evolvement. I'm able to receive information through thought forms of life on other planets. I'll launch into a talk this afternoon. Now first, you occupy your space on the planet. The space that your body takes up is that bit of space which is yours by right. Now, you have had to learn from childhood to manage time. We do not go alone, we go in groups. Or you can ask one of your guides, if you are in contact with them, to see if they can help. It would not help you. It is difficult. Let me see if I can get a picture that will help explain it. Well, again, this is the problem that they've given themselves and that they've come to manage the energies and they have to be aware of the limitations of the logical mind. I feel more relaxed this afternoon in spite of the mediums rushing around. Now, in the body, it can be experienced in the lower chakra as a sexual energy for creating. Oh yes, God is supposed to be so far away that he cannot possibly have anything to do with us. Yes, there is more of a spiritual awareness. Our minds are rather like this. It often seems as though it is getting worse from the material point of view, from the physical point of view, but this is not necessarily so on the spiritual. Taking a jump without a parachute after you've warned them that they must take the consequences. You may have had a famous name while on the earth plane, and some of the people even maintain an outward appearance for a while of particular lives that they've enjoyed, but they certainly wouldn't push themselves forward as being important people. Oh, thank God there's a sense of humour. We try not to take everything too seriously, because humour is to do with joy. and love. Those who think other people are illusions are suffering from illusions themselves, and that is probably the problem that they have to deal with whilst upon the Earth planet. Most of the time it is simply a word we use to describe something we don't know anything about. It's rather like a dark hole. It is a fear. You are, in a word, whipping the carpet from under their feet, particularly if they have the very definite view about what death is. The child's needs. This is another way in which you can become aware that the little self has to be curtailed. That is it, yes. It's almost as though one is partially illumined in little portions until the full illumination comes. Yes, you have these. We use the analogies, beneficial and those which we must drop. I overcome this attachment. You overcome this attachment by going into your meditation and becoming aware of your spirit body. Does purpose not give you another image? In other words, another set of conditions? You are seeking unconditional love, are you not? To be childlike does not mean to be childish. There are other aspects of the spiritual path that I would like to speak to you about. You can learn a great deal, and quite often it is through the troublesome times that you can actually learn more. Concentrate. You can never get your mind to keep still long enough. You have a brain. Your mind is the real you. You must use your mind through your brain to instruct your personality. Now, as to the love energy in relation to sexual relationships, that is to be part of our way of life. A rather strong emotional body. It is very commendable. They would use a similar method. Yes, we do not go alone. We go in groups. Of course, not every time. It would help if the psychiatrist was able to see, or even if it was accepted that clairvoyance could help in this way. But some of the psychiatrists are aware that they dare not speak of it while you're trying to convey your mental energy levels. Another analogy is rather like a child learning to walk. He has two legs, and he has to make sure that the legs walk in balance with the healing, but he needs to develop in depth more of his own spiritual awareness. Oh, thank God there is a sense of humour incarnated at different times. Many times I used to wish I could sit back in my armchair. You can either stay in the middle and assimilate them coming from all directions, or you can focus your mind on one of them. And should you wish to recap on one that was going in another dimension, you can in a way rerun it in the way that you rerun your videos. You could also, on this level, pick up other people's thoughts around you. When you are giving out healing, you are trying to lift into higher vibrations of your own, and you're trying to tune into the higher vibrations of the soul in need. That's right, yes, that's what I was trying to explain. The planet is limited to a specific amount of minutes, hours and days, so that when you do give your time to someone, you are actually giving them something that is of great value to you. Of course, not every time. If you talk to the person, that is one way. They can be helped by a great deal of healing. Yes, that's right. If I devote my time to spirit, surely the money should come in without me having to think about it. Possibly that would be so, if you were able to immerse your whole being in the light and in spirit. But unfortunately, while we're in progressing, we have one foot in heaven and one foot in hell, so to speak. It doesn't mean that somebody outside yourself is recording it or rerunning it. It is just something that you can do, but we do not have this time factor to bother with. It is only when we come back to this dimension that we have to try and focus. You could also, on this level, pick up other people's thoughts around you.